I just want to say I think this has been a very, very useful exposition of a range of the issues. Of course, it can't be comprehensive in the time available, but a range of the issues that we face in this area of trying to make estimates, which inevitably require generalization, aggregation, and so on and so forth. So I think it was a very good presentation. Apart from slide 11, by juxtaposing the World Bank and common sense strikes me as being a bit dubious. It's like, you know, trying to chew off the hand that used to feed you, but there we go. I particularly like the message, and this is talking from my own experience of quite a few more years at, in institutions and like this one that I care to remember, of the use of computable general equilibrium models to simulate trade liberalization scenarios, where you come up with a number and you say, if you're good and pass go, you'll collect 200 or 500 billion. So just do the right thing. So the analysis, the simulation turns into advocacy. And I remember sitting in a meeting once, and the person who asked this question was not joking. It was an ambassador, and he said, I haven't seen that 300 billion. Where is it? Can somebody explain? I want the secretary to explain to me where that 300 billion is. Which it wasn't a joke. I mean, it just reflected the fact that there was really absolutely no fundamental comprehension of what these simulations are supposed to do and what, how they're constructed. So it's in that spirit that I think one of the messages which I regard as particularly important in what Marcelo said is the notion that these kinds of simulations are particularly useful for comparing scenarios and trying to understand why numbers are different, rather than looking at the absolute amount and saying this is the answer you're looking for. It's so using these techniques to understand the possible implications of different policy scenarios and different policy decisions seems to me to be very much more useful. Just to finish off, to inside a story, you know, somebody said this morning, I think it was Harsha Singh, said that Mr. Lamy is always particularly interested in things which many of us would consider somewhat arcane, especially for a director general. So he reads long fact reports, and he was reading the global monitoring report of the World Bank, and he got to chapter 5, which contains lots of restrictiveness indices, and so he sent us a message saying, I want you to explain how these indices are constructed and evaluate them. So one of my colleagues did a neat memo doing this, and yesterday morning, being a sunny spring morning and a Sunday, and me, I was sitting in the office feeling wretched because I don't seem able to do my job in office hours, and this memo came across my desk. So I read it, and I was tempted, in fact, I succumbed to the temptation of adding a paragraph. But I did say to the author of the memo, since the memo was going in her name, that she had the liberty to take it off. But I just thought for a little bit of entertainment, I'd just read what I wrote. It says, some would argue that any number is better than no number. This is not a sensible default position. However, someone would always be tempted to seek fame and fortune by generating numbers regardless. And sometimes those that indulge in this dark art forget to tell the consumer what they have done. This is clearly an instance where caveat emptor should be uppermost in people's minds. But with the necessary humility and health warnings, we have no option but to pursue the dark art and strive to get better at it. And I think that last bit is the most important of all. So with that, I invite you to congratulate Marcelo on his presentation. Thank you very much. And the session is closed. Can we go now?
No, Patrick. There are two last remaining items. One is the concluding remark by Mr. Patrick Lowe. So perhaps better for you to stay here. And after that, the last item is a cocktail. Before your intervention at the cocktail, I will like to have the floor for some housekeeping information for tomorrow. But please, you first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since I'm between you and the cocktail, and that's particularly irksome from my perspective, and I'm sure it is from yours as well, I'm going to be extremely brief. I think this has been an interesting day, and I admire you for your fortitude, those of you who've been here for just about the whole of it. what are we trying to do? I mean, I think this was made fairly clear at the beginning. We really are interested in raising awareness. We want to air the problems. And I think one thing that comes out really clearly from what's been going on today is that every policy area has its own difficulties and challenges. And there aren't any simple ways of generalizing this. And I think the discussion has been very rich in this respect. The choice of policy areas by Hubert and his team, I think, has really helped to demonstrate just how complicated these different things are and how important it is to try to get them right and get better at it. And I think that comes out very well, because in many ways, when the presenters were talking, they weren't just talking about data and the technicalities of collecting it and using it. They were also talking about the policy implications of what we're trying to do with data. So I think that is really a very important sort of underlying and rather obvious, perhaps, message of this whole effort. I think it's also been gratifying to see the interagency cooperation involved in putting this together, and I think we should put interagency cooperation at a premium, because resources are scarce and duplication is wasteful, which doesn't mean that we can't compete occasionally on certain levels in relation to data and software platforms and so on, but nevertheless, I think there's a lot of common interest in trying to do these things in a cooperative manner. And finally, I think if anything's come out of this, I hope it is that there's more respect for those who try to work with data and try to make sense of it and try to use it in ways that leave us better off than we were before those efforts were made. And, of course, from our perspective in the WTO, those of us who are responsible for this sort of work, I guess implicitly here there is a plea to the membership to be more sympathetic towards the needs of providing data and allowing its dissemination. I think there's some fundamental underlying issues here about how we regard information. Do we regard information as a source of power or a source of enlightenment? I hope that we move increasingly towards the latter. So I know that this is an issue that's on the table, and I also know that we're making some amount of progress in this respect. But if there's any sort of final word that I would like to give, it would be that we really hope we can continue to move things in that direction, to get the data out there and to be able to freely disseminate it in ways that will make this kind of work better and which will allow membership, the public at large, and everyone with any stake in these things to be in a better position to make informed judgments. So with that, I would like to declare this closed, except for the housekeeping and, of course, for the cocktail. Did you rectify the announcement on the time of the cocktail? Good. Because it looked a bit mean. 6 to 6:30, and then you have to be out of there. So thank you very much indeed, and we did hear the message about maybe we should do this more often. We'll have to think about that. Maybe Hubert has something to say about it, since he's in charge of data. Thank you very much indeed.